Could you give us your name, please?
Matilda Tilly Chavez.
Okay, miss, just for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us again, please?
Matilda T. Chavez, 122578.
Okay, Ms. Chavez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that's going to be conducting your hearing today. We've been authorized to do a two-panel board today, miss. Do you have with us? To my right is the Mr. Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson, miss. I'll be acting as your panel chair. Also with us today, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Osborne.
Hello.
Okay, Ms. Chavez, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
No.
So are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Okay. This time, I'd like to swear you along with Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one.
Okay.
Ms. Thomas, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives to report to the Western Regional Parole Office on September 15, 2015, as directed per letter dated September 14, 2015. The defendant is actively avoiding supervision, thus she is an absconder from supervision. Ms. Chavez, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you. Based on the admission of Ms. Chavez, I move to find that she was delinquent and that she had violated the terms condition of supervision and that she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay. Ms. Chavez, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to first get some information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Ms. Chavez, to get any information that you'd like to present to the board. Mr. Osborne.
Okay,
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Ms. Chavez was released from DOC custody on April 27th, 2015. She was arrested on August 31st, 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on her absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody on September 1st, 2017 with 716 absconded with a community supervision end date of February 6th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1996, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 1998, narcotic drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. And 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. She's had four terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no SCG or name information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1996. Provisional release completion, 6 months. 2001, TIS completion, 6 months, 20 days. And 2010, TIS absconder, 1,269 days. Arrested by Phoenix PD for felony possession of dangerous drugs. Returned to custody and revoked. She has a minimal disciplinary history with threats of harm noted. Other arrests, 1986. Burglary, AZ unknown. 1986 theft, AZ felony conviction probation. 1986 burglary, AZ felony conviction probation. 1995, forgery, is he unknown? 1995, failure to appear first degree, is he unknown? And 1995, marijuana violation, is he unknown? And she has a community risk score of G1, D1.
Okay, Ms. Chavez, I see that when you were released, you were originally released to go stay at V-Bay located 7113 North 66 Drive. You were discharged from V-Bay because you failed to follow directives. Then you were approved to reside at TLC located at 9424 North 9th Avenue. And then you were discharged from TLC because you failed to make your financial commitment. In July, you were approved to reside at Skelly House, located at 2432 West Turney in Phoenix. You were discharged from Skelly House because you failed to follow house rules and failed to pay your fees. Then finally, on August 3rd, you were reported to 801 South 16th Street for staffing, and then you were approved to reside at 4420 South 8th Place, and you were not given permission to reside any other place. What happened to your location at 4420 South 8th Place?
Well, I was there for a while, and my brother, my mom's real sick, and my brother decided to sell the house, and I didn't want to leave him there. Because I lived there 50 years, and I started staying in the back of that house in the alley, and started doing drugs again.
Okay. So were you working?
No, I was picking up cans of bottles at my hygiene sale, something to eat.
So why, you were missing, you were absconding for 716 days. Why didn't you contact your PO?
Because, you see, when Jennifer Barraza moving to my mom's house, she gave me another parole on Central, and I don't know, somewhere on Central, and he never went to the house. I don't know, his name was David something, and he said he went over there three times, and I got up at 7 in the morning, and I was going getting cans of bottles. I could get my hygiene to 7, I'll get home about 11 or 10 just to go make $7 or $8, I could go get my hygiene to something to eat. And I never knew he went over there. And then when I called him, he just told me that I got denied.
So you were staying at 4420 South 8th Place. They sent a letter there to notify you. Did you get the letter?
No.
Why didn't you get the letter?
I don't know, because my mom had sold them. My brother had sold my mom's house, and they moved.
Okay, Ms. Chavez, I'm going to see if my colleague has any questions for you. Something he has no questions for you. Ms. Chavez, this is your fourth time being out on community supervision. The first two times in 96, you completed 6 months. In 2001, you completed 6 months. And then in 2010, you absconded for 1,269 days. And now, you know, you got back out again and you absconded for 716 days. You know the importance of contacting and maintaining contact with your parole officer. What type of drugs were you doing?
I was doing meth and marijuana.
So how did you wind up coming in contact with the police?
Well, I was going to my friend's house on the bike, and they spotted the light, and I didn't stop because I didn't have no brake, no lights in the front or in the back. And I got scared. I knew I had a warrant, and I didn't want to stop. And they told them if I didn't come out, they were going to go on there with the dog, so I just went out.
You didn't want to stop, so what did you do? You rode the bike somewhere and went in the house?
No, I rode the bike where I was going to my friend's house, and I ran, I jumped off, and they told me to come on, tell her to come on, and I told them to say that I wasn't there. They said, well, they're going to bring the dogs in and the helicopter, so I just went out there, and they told me that I had a DOC hold, so they brought me back.
All right. I didn't know you had a DOC hold if they didn't stop and talk to you.
Because they told him I had a warrant.
Okay. All right. Mr. Neal, you have any questions?
No.
All right. Ms. Chavez, is there anything else you'd like to tell this board before we go into discussion?
No.
Okay, the board's going to go into discussion. I'm going to ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. I would just stay on the phone. We're going to make a determination whether you revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ms. Chavez was absconded for 716 days. He didn't contact the PO. Like I said earlier, he's 96. He completed 6 months. In 2001, he completed 6 months. In 2010, she absconded for 1,269 days. And this time, she absconded for an additional 716 days that she absconded. And while she was out, she was also doing meth and smoking marijuana. So it doesn't appear that Ms. Chavez is a good candidate for community supervision. She keeps, absconding and absconding for long periods of time and not making any efforts to get in contact and notify her PO, who would be there working with her during that period of time. She will be released on February 6th of 2018. And I think that if she remains the rest of her time and takes that time while she's incarcerated to start going to some NA programs or get involved in some drug rehab programs, get a plan, get herself together so that when she is released, hopefully she won't have any negative contacts or influence with law enforcement again. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Chavez, find that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company, as she had absconded for 716 days and had started to use drugs, meth, and marijuana.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Chavez, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on February 6th of 2018, hopefully while you're still incarcerated. Try to go to NA, get involved in some drug rehab programs so that when you're released, you can have yourself together with a plan so that you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement and you won't have to come back before this board again. Ms. Chavez, I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Okay, then. Well, that's it?
That's it. I think we have another person that's waiting to come up, too.
Okay, then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.